द चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ जम्मू एंड कश्मीर सेइंग गोली से बात नहीं चलेगी, बोली से चलेगी. इन्वोक्ड नॉट जस्ट अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी बट ऑल्सो मनमोहन सिंह, बट ऑल्सो वाइल प्रॉमिसिंग एक्शन if there were excesses by security forces. Mehbooba Mufti also spoke about the rigged elections of 1987 that gave birth to a Sayyid Salahuddin, who is now the Hizbul Mujahideen chief, but also said to the people of the Kashmir Valley, why are you sending your children out to these street protests? Take a look at what Mehbooba said.
Mufti sahab ne baar baar kaha कि वो जम्मू कश्मीर के लोग बुरे नहीं हैं, इनका कसूर नहीं है, ना हमारा मुल्क हिंदुस्तान बुरा है. कहीं ना कहीं गलतियां जम्मू कश्मीर की लीडरशिप, जिसमें वो अपने आप को भी गिनते थे, और हमारे मुल्क की लीडरशिप, जवाहरलाल नेहरू से लेके आज तक जो लीडर रहे, जो पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज रही हैं, ये गलती उनकी है. अदरवाइज हम कहते हैं हमारे कश्मीर और मुल्क के अंदर भरोसे का फुकदान है. मैं इस बात को नहीं मानती. हमारे सिस्टम, यहां की लीडरशिप और उस वक्त दिल्ली की लीडरशिप ने 87 के इलेक्शन में यहां उन लोगों के हक पे सब खून मारा जो एमएलए, मिनिस्टर, चीफ मिनिस्टर बन सकते थे, जो जम्मू कश्मीर की कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन के साथ इस मुल्क के कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन की हलफदारी करना चाहते थे. इसमें तो जम्मू कश्मीर के लोगों का कसूर नहीं है. लोग पुलिस से डरते थे, आर्मी से डरते थे, सीआरपीएफ से डरते थे. आज वही लोग कहते हैं कि हमें डर लगता है घर से निकलने से, क्योंकि रास्ते की गली में बच्चों की टोली खड़ी है. मैं आज इस यौमे आजादी के दिन पे, जो बहुत मुश्किल से मिलती है, जिसकी कीमत अफगानिस्तान के लोगों से पूछो, जिसकी कीमत सीरिया के लोगों से पूछो, जो आजाद होने के बावजूद भी आज घरों से बेघर हो रहे हैं, लीबिया के लोगों से पूछो, जिनकी आजादी है मगर तूफान है, तो उस आजादी की कदर करो. इख्तिलाफात है, बातचीत से हल करेंगे.
Alright, Mehbooba Mufti there in a passionate speech that made a lot of different points. Some would even say a different speech from the one we heard in Delhi. Are the allies on the same page? How do we read the Chief Minister's speech? To talk about that as well as the Prime Minister's speech, Senior Leader Muzaffar Beg of the PDP is with us. He's also the leader who spoke up at the all-party meeting on Kashmir. Beg Saab, let me first ask you to comment on the Chief Minister's speech and that very, very passionate line where she said that today people are scared of the children, बच्चों की टोली जो आज प्रोटेस्ट में जलूस में निकल आती है. How do you see that comment in particular?
I believe, Barkha, that this was the speech which is historical, and it was a speech of a statesman, not just one who wants to cling to power. And I think that the points she made, I had also echoed the same sentiments in Parliament as well as in the meeting, all party meeting. It is true that children who should be in our laps, on our shoulders, who should be in schools, who are our future. I belong to a generation that is on the way out. The future of Kashmir is right there in the minds and hearts of the children 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 20 years in age. And the cumulative effect of the mistakes of the central leadership and the state leadership during the last 60 years has made them come out. But some responsibility is to be taken and accepted, even by the parents, the grown-ups. We push the children in the forefront so that when they are targeted by pellet gun or otherwise, it becomes a world news. It shocks the conscience of the people. It gives a moral argument to enemies of Indian state to go to the world community. And all this for political ends? I mean, for some political ends, we destroy our coming generation. I had expressed a fear that if we do not act strongly, expeditiously, to resolve the fundamental issue of Kashmir, which is between India and Pakistan, but the major party are the people of Kashmir, whether on this side of LOC or on that side of the LOC. My apprehension was that what happened to the children of Pakistan and Afghanistan when they fought the proxy war for American capitalism versus Russian communism, and they became orphans. They had to be taken care of by the madrasas. I respect madrasas who provide education. But these very children who got two yes. pairs of uniform every year, and they were used like cannon fodder. And look at what has happened. Now there is a Taliban, which is a problem not for only Afghanistan yes. and Pakistan, but for the world at large. So I think that whatever we have to do, whether we want to talk to India or we want to fight India, we must never use our children for that purpose.
But Beg Saab, can I ask you, at the all-party meeting, you spoke about the Khilafat and you spoke about the specter of the ISIS and you spoke about religious fundamentalism. And, you know, Burhan Wani's videos also spoke about the Caliphate coming, the Khilafat. Now, a lot of people in the valley were upset yes. with what you said. You even seem to suggest that it was Pakistan that benefited the most from Burhan Wani's killing. Were you insinuating a Pakistan hand or a Pakistan link of some kind to Wani's elimination?
Let me answer the second question first. I said in the in the parliament, as well as in the all party meeting, that Burhan Wani's killing could have been avoided. I'm of the opinion that an inquiry or a commission should be held to find out. But I asked all the yes. members there, please tell me, by killing Burhan Wani instead of arresting him, which you could have done. They could have arrested him, I believe it. And the eyewitnesses will tell you that he could have been arrested. That by killing him, what did you gain? Pakistan really gained. Now, the pictures of the thousands of children and women and men on the streets and the pellet gun victims are being flashed all over the world. So Pakistan has today yes. a valid moral claim to go to the world that, look here, I am a humanitarian country. We have a stake in Kashmir. Part of Kashmir is with us. We want the remaining part of Kashmir. Look at the human rights violations. So my concern was, I was not blaming that Pakistan is responsible for killing him. But I was pointing out the stupidity and self-destructive policies that we adopt sometimes vis-a-vis with our own people. Now, Burhan Wani...
Those are controversial words, and some would say they weaken the forces, sir. When you say it was stupidity, some would say that those weaken the forces on the ground. But talk about the ISIS also. Your comments
this is,
on the ISIS.
Yes,
the
I will answer that. I will answer that.
The Khilafat.
Look here, I will answer that. But I used not security forces. I think this was being led by JK police. That's my own police, my own brothers. I was talking about them, not army. I want to keep the army out of it.
Okay.
But I use the word stupid. Okay. Look at the Supreme Court. They have said that if you violate the standings, the operation procedures, where a magistrate is required to be present on the scene, where you use excessive force, they say that that is extrajudicial killing. I am not going to that extent. I am saying it was stupid to kill him rather than arrest him. Now, so far as IS is concerned, I said the subcontinent has suffered two tragedies. One was the war in Afghanistan that gave result to the Lashkar-e-Toyba and other organizations in Pakistan, for which Pakistan is suffering as much as we are suffering. And the second is the emergence of the idea of ISIS. I said, look here, the Arab Spring was so mishandled by the European powers that it gave birth to ISIS. And ISIS is an ideology which does not accept the idea of coexistence even with Christians and Jews. So it will, if
God forbid,
God
forbid, that idea has
we
taken
don't
root here.
Do it.
Are you saying?
I think that
idea
will,
is
I am saying
of
that
taking root
I am,
here.
I am saying, if we don't take, if Pakistan doesn't behave, if we don't take care of our children, if we don't enter into a dialogue with our own people, I think a time will come when ISIS ideology, which is already spreading in many countries, including European countries, that ideology, I am afraid, will seep into the minds of our young youth.
Let me ask you in the end, that's a very big statement to make, and we'll discuss it in depth over the next few days. But Big Saab, how did you see the Prime Minister's speech and his comments on Balochistan, a straight hit back at Pakistan, while Mehbooba Mufti here was asking for friendship with Islamabad?
Well, I think so far as you see, Prime Minister has a right as a human being, as a member of the world community, to talk about human rights violations anywhere in the world. But to connect it with Kashmir would be incorrect. It would not be correct to say that something is wrong happening in Kashmir, and the reply is not that something is wrong happening in Balochistan. Balochistan and Kashmir have nothing in common. Kashmir is a bilateral issue by virtue of Shimla Agreement, Clause 1. It's no longer an internal issue of Kashmir or India or internal issue of Pakistan. By virtue of Clause 1 of the Shimla Agreement, it is a bilateral issue. And by virtue of Clause 2,
okay,
LOC cannot be changed by use of force. So the only way out,
yes,
is, which is the last clause in that agreement, is that the prime ministers of the two countries shall meet from time to time to find a final resolution of Kashmir problem. That is a binding treaty.
Yes.
I expected, as a citizen and,
yes,
as a Kashmiri, that today while we were talking, while the prime minister was talking, and he has a right as a world citizen to talk about human rights violations anywhere, but I was expecting,
yes,
some healing touch from him so far as the tragedy of Kashmir is concerned.
Yes, sir. I think what you're saying
that
is important. Balochistan and India on the offensive is one thing, but to talk to your own people, and the most biggest statement from you is, if that doesn't happen, if Pakistan continues a certain way, you even believe not just fundamentalism, but the ISIS ideology could take root here, Muzaffar Beg. That's a very, very big statement coming from you. Something you also said at the all-party meeting. It will be debated here in the valley. We'll say thank you to you. That's it on our special broadcast on Independence Day from the Kashmir Valley. We see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. from the entire team. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.